From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
31 flavors not enough for you? Here's a fresh new mix-in for your ice cream. Eel. That's right, my friends. In the noble quest to produce richer-tasting but lower-fat ice creams, food researchers are turning to eels, particularly the ocean pout, an eel-like fish that lives in the Arctic. The pout stays frost-free in waters as cold as minus 22 degrees. How? Antifreeze proteins in the fish's blood that bind to small ice crystals and stop them from growing. Researchers have put those antifreeze proteins into ice cream. The dessert is creamier because it has fewer ice crystals. Hence, it can be made with less fat and still taste creamalicious. But is it also, well, eely? Thankfully, no. With genetic engineering, the gene for the fish protein is inserted into the DNA of yeast. Then, when the yeast make their own proteins, they also make the fishy one. So instead of eely, it's yeasty? Again, no. Yeast produce the protein. Then humans filter out the protein and add it to double chocolate fudge chunk or whatever. The only side effect you may notice upon eating this deliciously creamy but low-fat concoction is a sudden urge to rise and go sailing, which is also very slimming. Get it? The eels and the yeast and the ocean.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at tiaa-cref.org.